1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. I'll give you just a couple of seconds to get over there, and then we'll just get right into it. Blessed be the God and Father, starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, is reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed. We're living hope. It's a living hope because it's in the living one. It's in, based on the living word. It's a living hope. I need you to understand that it's a living hope. This hope is alive. We have a hope that's alive and living. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, never fades away. It's incorruptible, is no decay. Undefiled is not marked up in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Does not fade away. It's unwithering. It doesn't wither away like the crowns that they bought during that day. These are all ways of saying that it's eternal. It's eternal. It's a living hope, and it's eternal. The salvation that we have is eternal, and it's reserved in heaven for us to an inheritance. Incorruptible, undefiled, does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. We're kept by our faith. Amen. We're revealed in heaven. We're kept by our faith for salvation. You know, we talk a lot about the security of the believer. Why is it so secure? It's secure because you're kept. You're kept by God. You're kept through faith. You're kept for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. It's reserved in heaven for you. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and glory at the coming, at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This salvation that God has offered us, this great salvation that he's offered us is let me start over. Don't be surprised by the trials that you face. In fact, if anyone tells you that you are not to receive trials, you're not to suffer trials, I don't know. You can run away. You can get away. You can tell them they're lying or whatever. The fact is, we do suffer trials. It is ordained by God. Jesus said in John 16:20, he said, "You are not greater than your master. And remember, because they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." You will suffer trials. And these trials are, they improve the genuineness of our faith. They improve our faith, and they make us more perfect and more right and more genuine. They will heat, like tested by fire, he says here, it's more precious than gold that tested, more precious, though it's tested by fire, may be found to the praise and honor and glory of God. they would take this gold and they would put it in the refiner's fire, and the refiner would burn it up, and the dross would float to the top, and he would skim that dross off the top. And whenever it got to where he could see, and when he looked in it, he could see his face clearly. He knew that it was ready. He knew that the gold was pure, that the gold was without fire. The gold was without dross and without any kind of spot or wrinkle. And that's the same way with our faith. The genuineness of it being much more precious than gold that fires, than gold that perishes. We are tested by faith. Listen. We are tested by faith to the praise, honor, and glory of God. It is His praise and His honor and His glory. God doesn't want us cowering in a spirit of fear. He has this, the living hope produces in us a staying power so that the genuineness of our faith produces in us something that's, it's beyond, it's a joy beyond. It's a joy, and I'm getting ahead of myself now, but it's a joy that's beyond what we can see. He doesn't want you cowering in fear. The living hope says that we are to live above and beyond our circumstances. The living hope says we are to live greater than our circumstances. We are to put our hope on our future and on things to come. And whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Love. Whenever these trials come upon us, we love. We love God. We love God by worshiping Him. We love God indeed. We love Him by worshiping and by partaking . There's a lot of commotion going on in the back. Do what? Okay. Let's just pray right quick. Father, we do thank you for the day, and the lady couldn't remember her name, and we just ask you to be with her and strengthen her and guide her, and that you would empower her. Thank you, Father, for all things. And it's in your Son's name I pray. Amen. Yeah. See where I was now. Emmanuel, God with us. We love God. Our love for God takes the poison out of the sting or out of the bite of the trials. It's our love for God that does that. And whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing. We love him. We believe in him, regardless of whatever happens, whatever's going on. We trust that we walk by faith and not by sight, the scriptures say. So we walk by faith and not by sight. And we rejoice to learn something new. Daniel chapter 3 is a story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what did, well, 325, what did they learn when they got thrown into the fiery furnace and pushed away? Daniel chapter 3, verse 25. Look, he answered. Look, he answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. He said he threw three of them in there. He threw three in there, and they were bound, and they were tied up. But when he looked in, he saw the fourth. What did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They learned how close God was. They learned that he was right there with them, right there walking with them through it all. You see, the Christian hope is one of, it's the opposite of despair. It's not of despair. It's a living hope. It's joy unspeakable. And they, the Christian hope is with unspeakable joy. Because you're receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The living hope of Christ that loves God, that trusts God, and that rejoices in God at all times and at all things. This next part is a part that, well, let me just read it. Of this salvation, the prophets who have inquired and searched carefully and who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering things which have now been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit as sent from heaven, things which the angels did desire to look at. Now, I'm going to try to explain this to you as best I can. He says that the prophets and angels saw these things. The prophets, they could see. They saw two mountains. They saw Mount Moriah and they saw Mount Olivet. And they could see Mount Moriah. They could see the suffering of Christ. Isaiah 53 is a good example of the sufferings of Christ. They could see Mount Moriah. They could see it all. I don't want to read that entire chapter, but let me just turn over there right quick so you can believe it. He grew up, verse 2, he grew up as a tender plant before him, as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form. He has no comeliness. When we see him, there is no beauty that we should behold him. He's despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him, despised, and we did not esteem him. And you can just pick any verse you want. And verse 7, he was opposed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. You can just pick any verse out of that chapter, and that chapter is good for that. They could see the suffering of Christ in a way. And then over in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4, they could also see Mount Olivet, chapter 14, verse 4. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to the west, making a very large valley. Half the mountain shall move toward the north and half of it toward the south. They could see Mount Olivet. They could see him coming again. They could see him coming victorious. They could see him coming as a king to be the king of his people. So they saw the suffering and they saw the king, but Mount Moriah, Mount Olivet, but there's one thing they couldn't quite get their mind around, and it was the valley that was between. The valley that you and I live in. The valley that you and I go through. There is persecution. There is valleys. But you see, Christians are recipients of good news. The good news is that Christ has proclaimed himself to us, and that we are now, by faith in Christ, his children. We are now the people that the angels desire to see that. They desire to see the people that Peter put in place. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. Rest your hope fully upon the grace that is brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Be different. You notice I didn't say, I just said be different. I didn't say be strange, be weird, be. I said be different. Be different than the world around you. Change your mind. Your outlook will determine what you do with your life. Your look on your what you believe about what happens after you die will determine what you would do with this life. Collect your thoughts. Stay disciplined. Set your minds fully on heaven. Set your minds fully on heaven, and the grace of God will be with you all. Amen. Stand up with me if you would. That kind of got to me there. Kind of. It's a living hope. It's a living hope that puts inside of you eternity. And that eternity is reserved in heaven for you. It's through your faith. That living hope that angels long to see. The living hope that prophets finally see a piece together. The living hope that we still don't understand, because we miss the valley too. We don't understand why we go through these things, but we must. The living hope that says you be different. You be different. Come with me. Come forward for any reason. Come forward to receive Christ as your Savior, to join our church, or for any reason that you might have. You come while he sings.